Thousands of books on banned stories shared with Brooklyn Public Library and the Seattle Public Library highlight the struggles of young people in accessing what they want to read. See the full report here or a brief selection of stories at the end of this release. A 13-year-old from Arkansas wasn't allowed to use Angie Thomas' The Hate U Give for a book report. A 16-year-old from Idaho was scared to check out LGBTQIA+ books from their library, because I don't want anyone to find out. A 15-year-old from Ohio says the school library was entirely cleared out and locked in a closet. These are just a few of the stories from young people affected by the compounding impacts of book bans and limited access to reading material featured in a new report released by Brooklyn Public Library BPL and the Seattle Public Library SPL. 2 years after the launch of Books Unbanned, an initiative to protect the freedom to read for young people, in their own words, Youth Voices on Books Unbanned gives new insight into the impact of censorship on teens and young adults across the United States and how restrictions and other barriers to access build upon and reinforce each other. More than 14,000 young people had signed up for Books Unbanned programs at the two libraries through February 2024. Collectively checking out over 340,000 books. Books Unbanned cardholders have signed up from every state in the nation, as well as D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. In an era of unprecedented challenges to the freedom to read, this report offers a chance to hear directly from the youth who are most affected, said Tom Fay, chief librarian of the Seattle Public Library. Their stories document, in heartbreaking and hopeful detail, both the serious impacts of censorship attempts and how programs like Books Unbanned are providing joy, representation, and escape for a new generation of readers. In their own words, analyzes 855 stories shared by young people, ages 13 to 26, who signed up for a free Books Unbanned e-card from either BPL or SPL from April 2022 through December 2023. University of Washington Information School graduate students categorized and tagged the stories to identify common themes. The stories analyzed for the report are a subset of thousands that the two libraries have received in the past 2 years from every state in the nation, as well as D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. A key theme uncovered in the analysis was how formal acts of censorship, bans, challenges, and restrictions to reading material can create a climate of fear and intimidation for young people. Cardholders also mentioned the impact of more hidden forms of censorship, self-censorship, soft or quiet censorship preemptively restricting access as a means to avoid controversy, or the threat of future censorship in affecting their freedom to read. Young people told stories of librarians commenting on their checkouts, of books being locked up and unavailable, and of small, limited collections not containing the kinds of books they would most like to read. Some cardholders reported the lack of access to representative materials, especially for LGBTQIA+ lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual and BIPOC Black, Indigenous, people of color cardholders, and how it exacerbated feelings of isolation and the sense that their identities are under attack. For these young people, digital access to books is essential to the ability to read freely. An 18-year-old in Georgia whose school and public library have banned several books reported that, as a member of the LGBTQ community, I have already been so scared in school and in the community to show who I am, and now they are taking away the one thing I had as an escape. Books are often challenged because of misplaced concerns around harm to young people, said Nick Higgins, chief librarian of Brooklyn Public Library. But young people who have signed up for Books Unbanned tell a very different story, that the real harm is caused by censorship and limiting access to books that mirror their experiences and expand their understanding of the world. Another theme was the impact of barriers beyond censorship and restrictions, including limited collections, transportation and distance issues, lack of accessibility, and sometimes lack of any library at all. I live in a rural community and the only library we have in our area is my school, said a 15-year-old from Illinois. The library is closed during summer, so I was hoping to use your services then. The analysis included stories from more than 200 renewing cardholders, many of whom expressed the hope and joy that having access to books and information provides. They told of finding representation, of being able to access educational materials, and of opening up my views of the world, as a 24-year-old in California wrote. The ability to read digitally provided a critical sense of safety for some. There are books that I cannot take home because they would put me in danger, wrote a 19-year-old from Virginia. Reading digitally allows me to keep myself safe but still gives me the ability to read freely. The report concluded with an urgent call to pay attention to young people's voices on why the freedom to read is essential, writing that, the rising numbers of book bans and challenges serve as a clear warning sign of what we stand to lose if censorship is left unchallenged. The voices of these young readers are showing us what has already been lost. Or, as an 18-year-old Books Unbanned cardholder from California wrote, in my opinion, the freedom to read is directly correlated with the freedom to think and should never be denied anybody. In March 2024, the American Library Association's Office of Intellectual Freedom reported that 2023 saw a record number of efforts to censor library books and resources, with more than 4,200 unique titles targeted for censorship, a 65% increase compared to 2022. About Books Unbanned. Books Unbanned was started by Brooklyn Public Library in April 2022 to protect the right to read and fight censorship by offering a free library card for teens and young adults around the nation. Their card provides access to its entire digital collection of e-books and e-audiobooks for youth 13 to 21. The Seattle Public Library joined Books Unbanned card in April 2023 by offering a free e-card for teens and young adults ages 13 to 26 across the U.S., which allows access to its digital collections. SPLS Books Unbanned card is privately funded by the Seattle Public Library Foundation. More than 14,000 young people had signed up for Books Unbanned programs at the two libraries through February 2024, collectively checking out over 340,000 books. Books Unbanned cardholders have signed up from every state in the nation, as well as D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. Three more public libraries have joined the Books Unbanned initiative, including Boston Public Library, San Diego Public Library and LA County Public Library. You can see updates on the program at http://www.booksunbanned.com. About Brooklyn Public Library. Brooklyn Public Library is one of the nation's largest library systems and among New York City's most democratic institutions. Providing innovative library service for over 125 years, we support personal advancement, foster civic literacy, and strengthen the fabric of community among the more than 2.6 million individuals who call Brooklyn home. We are a global leader in the fight for the freedom to read through our Books Unbanned initiative, offering teens across the U.S. access to the library's online catalog. We provide nearly 65,000 free programs a year with writers, thinkers, artists, and educators from around the corner and around the world. And we give patrons millions of opportunities to enjoy one of life's greatest satisfactions, the joy of a good book. About the Seattle Public Library. Located in one of just two UNESCO cities of literature in the U.S., the Seattle Public Library believes that the power of knowledge improves people's lives. We promote literacy and a love of reading as we bring people, information, and ideas together to enrich lives and build community. We support intellectual freedom and uphold the right of all people to freely and confidentially access information as guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. A selection of stories from In Their Own Words. on censorship and safety. My child has been trying to read Gender Queer, and was denied at their Scholastic Book Fair on multiple occasions, by different people. Parent of age 13, Tennessee. My school library has been entirely cleared out and locked in a closet, and the only public libraries nearby are outright removing every piece of LGBT or slightly NSFW media they possibly can. I just want to read. Age 15, Ohio. One time I was getting a book and the librarian was commenting that it was not appropriate for me to read. Now it is even worse, not only in the books we can get, but the librarians feel free to comment on what you are checking out. Age 15, Kentucky. As a member of the LGBTQ community, I am already not getting any information on my culture through the education system, and now I can't even check out some of my favorite books. I have already been so scared in school and in the community to show who I am, and now they are taking away the one thing I had as an escape. Age 18, Georgia. As a closeted, still dependent teen, it isn't safe for me to bring home physical copies of queer books. Age 17, Kansas. There are books that I cannot take home because they would put me in danger. Reading digitally allows me to keep myself safe but still gives me the ability to read freely. Age 19, Virginia. On representation. This card is important to me because Governor DeSantis has banned many books, including books about my African American heritage. I will not be stopped from learning and reading. Age 19, Florida. The library closest to me is very underfunded, and it is very conservative. It has a plethora of Christian novels, but their novels surrounding people of color and other religions are very limited. As a person of color, it sucks to not be able to see myself in novels I read. Age 17, Texas. Reading about trans people like myself as a kid comforted me whenever I was disturbed by the hostility towards trans people and LGBTQ+ people in my rural community. Age 17, Idaho. They are banning some of my favorite books and it makes me feel very unwelcome in my school. Thank you for helping me with that. Age 17, Minnesota. As a black, LGBT student, I can't stand to watch as politicians like my governor try to quietly erase my history right before my eyes, all because it's too much for them personally to swallow. I want to be able to have access to these books, to read them myself. Age 20, Florida. On affordability and access to a library. My school has removed all books from the school library and told us we can use the county library, but I don't have a way to get there. Age 13, Florida. I live in a rural community and the only library we have in our area is my school. The library is closed during summer. Age 15, Illinois. I am severely visually impaired and can't read physical book copies. Having a wide selection of audiobooks and accessible ebooks helps me access the same amount of literature as my sighted peers. Age 15, Washington. I am a first-generation low-income student who cannot afford expensive books that are required for my college education. Age 19, Minnesota. I'm unhoused and the local library is closed for renovations, but I still need to read. Age 25, Montana. I am severely dyslexic and listen to books to read with my ears, as my mom likes to say, constantly. Audio versions are not always available like a regular book at my local library. Age 13, Louisiana. On the power of books unbanned and the freedom to read. I have been reading more than I ever have in my life since I got this card. Thank you. Age 13, North Carolina. I have never had access to such a wide variety of audiobooks, this means the world to me. Age 15, Illinois. Having this library card helped open many options for me as it granted me access to a vast repository of knowledge and resources, which allowed me to continuously expand my horizons, learn new things, and stay informed. Age 16, California. To have the freedom to read taken away is equivalent to taking away the ability to see, to talk, to listen, to understand, to be compassionate, and the ability to be informed. How can one learn if they are restricted to a certain selection of books? Age 16, Georgia. This card has saved my mental health. Age 17, Kansas. Reading is an escape for me, and getting to escape into a world with characters who I can relate to and make me feel valid is extremely important to me, and these opportunities are being taken away. Age 17, Missouri. I have been using my library card to access digital books that unfortunately are rarely available in my library in my home state of Florida. These include books with LGBTQ+ and autistic representation, which has been life-changing to me as an autistic queer kid. Age 19, Florida. As someone who volunteers with teens and children, this card gives me the ability to have more insightful conversations with young people about these books as they become popular due to being challenged and removed. Age 22, Virginia.